we will go to overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour two of overtime coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan run radio. It's that time. About to rip a wire out. Hit it, Malcolm. Come on, Matt. Give it a good tap. Ooh. Nice little tap. Pick you up some Truly this week. The light, refreshing taste of Truly Hard Seltzer. 13 varieties for you to choose from. 100 calories in a 12-ounce can, less than 1 gram of sugar. It's gluten-free. It will not weigh you down. You can bench the beer belly bloat, as the great John Reed says, and drink what you truly want. You truly love to see it. And we thank Truly and shout them out for sponsoring our studios here. Put that sign back in. It's actually not even. Hold on. Let me make that even a little bit. There we go.
Money.
I think it's a little. Actually, I put it on top of a wire. Can you fix that, Malcolm?
Yeah.
Put that on some solid ground right there. There we go. Perfect.
Solid.
Absolutely perfect here. So Tennessee, of course, enjoying the bye week a little bit. Back out on the practice field today, though. Practice outside in the elements. Getting their bodies ready for Mizzou. Because you know it's going to be cold up there in Como.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the last two times Tennessee has went up there, it has been unseasonably cold.
You ever been to Como?
I have never been in the state of Missouri, and I thank God I've never been to Columbia, Missouri.
I've never been to Como either. I got a really good friend that went to Mizzou, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Said it was awesome. Said he had a really good time.
It's just so cold.
It's freezing up there.
Man, Mizzou's not in the south. That's in the Midwest. It gets cold.
Yeah.
It's going to get cold. So my guess is good that the team's preparing their bodies a little bit today. Jeremy Pruitt spoke to the media. I have some selected quotes if you want me to drop those in. I guess I'll go ahead and will. He spoke about Jarrett Garantano. He spoke about Jarrett Garantano coming off the bench as well. He was asked if he believes he is better coming off the bench. Pruitt said, I think Jarrett, when he plays within himself and goes through the progressions, he has a great opportunity to have success. He's a smart guy, tough guy. The game comes easy to him, and he can make all the throws. He's an instinctive guy. I do think the last couple of weeks, based off the scenario that we've had as far as how many reps he can take in practice with his hand, it has given us the best opportunity to kind of do the things we've done and the way that we've done it at the quarterback position. I do think he's probably more suited to come off the bench maybe than the other guys. There's a lot of emotion and anxiety that goes into the preparation and getting ready for a game, and I think the fact he has a little age on him and some maturity, he can handle coming off the bench. Interesting. So Pruitt sees it the same way as well. He sees him being the sixth man as a benefit versus him starting right now, at least with the situation that he's been in the last couple weeks with the hand injury, with trying to give the other quarterbacks playing time as well. Interesting. Is that reading too much into one quote, what I'm about to say? But do y'all think as well that he just might keep doing this? Just making sure someone else starts and putting JG in the next series?
It's not broke, don't fix it. But, I mean, I don't know what a sixth man is in football, guys. I'm just going
to
be completely...
There's not supposed to be a sixth man.
Flat out honest.
It's a 12th man.
It's a 12th man, yeah.
You stole it from Texas A&M.
I just, I don't get it, man. I really don't. Like, and it's showing JG's a great team guy, team first guy, but, you know, as a competitor, you want to start. That's just what you do this for, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, but you also said if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's obviously giving – it's not only working for Jarrett Garantano himself to play better. The team around him is just responding as well.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is just look at the drives that he led versus what Maurer led. Second half, that was just, it was the cliche shot in the arm.
The only thing I don't really seem to like about that, though, is you're kind of betting on every game starting off really slow, and you just got to hope the other team isn't scoring and getting up on you way early.
Yeah. That is a good point. You don't want to start Maurer against Mizzou, right, and him throw pick six on the first drive. You would hope that wouldn't happen. You do have to be smart about that if you do that strategy, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like him not being the starter so far just because it is working for him mentally. And I don't know what it is, but it just works.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen, though.
It just works. Some guys have to have the game go a certain way for them for it to just click mentally. Even start JG against Mizzou, we just watch it. Just watch it all be ruined. We just watch him just look complete like trash. I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen.
Honestly, he's one of the most intriguing players I've ever seen in Tennessee football history. Because he's got numbers. He's top 10 in a lot of passing categories in the Tennessee record books.
Just don't use that stat that ESPN showed. Against we played Alabama, the completion percentage.
Dude,
you've been all right since that graphic. not immediately after, but he's been all right since that.
Man, compare him to Peyton Manning in like any capacity. Please.
I think they're pretty close skill level. I don't know about you guys.
I'm glad I wasn't watching TV during that game. Was that during the Alabama game?
Alabama.
Yes, sir.
I saw that pop up on the TV, that graphic, at Elkmont Exchange. And everyone in the viewing party just lost it. That they even dared show that.
ESPN does that on purpose, though. They want to rise out of us, man.
Easily.
They want the clicks, the interactions.
Easily. Other press conference notes. How about this, a note as far as future teams go and next year's team as well. So, Elijah Simmons. He's going to be redshirted.
I'm cool
pretty
with
much
that.
What Pruitt said. This is the exact quote. Well, you can play in four games, and he has played in two. He will have an opportunity to play in two more, but he won't play in more than two. Elijah Simmons is going to take that red shirt this year. JYD. Work on losing a little bit of that baby weight, I would say.
Oh, he's going to be fine, man.
Well, he's absolutely going to be fine, though. Well, I like that. Elijah Simmons getting that red shirt as well. So that's a little bit from what Pruitt said. Did you see, so Henry To'o spoke to the media today as well. Did you see the comment he made about the Tennessee weather? So Henry T, West Coast kid, obviously, out there. He went to De La Salle out in Cali.
Yes, sir.
He ain't used to nothing but amazing weather. He said he didn't even know it snowed in Tennessee.
Especially this early, man. He was probably wearing shorts.
I wonder how he reacted to that. Is that the first snow he's ever seen? There's no way that's the first snow he's seen.
I mean, where he lives at in Walnut Creek, it's beautiful. It's 75, 80 degrees most of the time. Like, hardly snows. If he has seen snow, it's been once or twice.
Well, there's also, you know, his family might went up to the mountains one winter or
something like that.
I
could see that.
He also spoke about his injury situation because he did have to go off the field against Kentucky. Talking about his ankle, he said, I got it twisted up and it hurt a little bit. I just went to go get it checked out, and it felt pretty good, and I stuck it out for the team. Yeah, another good reason that the bye week's this week. Let those little bumps and bruises heal. So old Hank's going to be fine. I'm trying to see the exact quote about the snow here.
I have it right here if you want.
Yeah, let's share it with us, Matt.
Quote, nobody ever told me it snows in Tennessee. How can it snow in a place where it gets so hot? I had to go buy a big coat yesterday.
I love this kid. Gets so hot. Well, Henry, welcome to East Tennessee. We know it gets hot. It was 90 in early October. We know.
That's crazy.
This is what happens. This is what happens. So you got to see the team coaches speak to the media today. Going to be taking it a little more easy over the bye week as well as you prepare for Mizzou next week. Speaking of Mizzou, did y'all see where Kelly Bryant is actually close to 100% this week? He's going to give it a go again this coming week.
Who's Mizzou got?
Florida.
Yeah. They have a rough end to their regular season.
Goodness gracious.
A rough end. So we shall see how it looks against Florida. At this point, the way Mizzou has been playing their second half of the season, I'm not scared of Missouri. I'm not. It's going to be a road game. It's going to be tough. This is the same program that's beaten you by 33 points the last 2 years. They beat you by exactly 33. Yeah, I feel fine.
Beat Mizzou once since they've joined the SEC, right?
Twice.
Josh Dobbs, senior year.
15-16.
15?
You won 19-8 in 2015.
That was a stupid game. I remember that like yesterday.
That was Gary Pinkel's last game at Mizzou.
Yeah.
At home. His second to last game as a coach there. Weird game. That was the game it was like unbearably cold.
I remember that
like
yesterday.
It was like 15 degrees up there.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah, it's only been twice. So looking for victory number 3 over Mizzou as well. So that's just a quick update on the football team this week, what's going on right now. College basketball going on right now as well. Looks like there's only one ranked team in action to give you an update on. Oh, how about this? It's a little homecoming for Will Wade. They're at VCU right now, LSU is.
Okay.
The Rams, 53-44 right now, early second half.
Had some members of the VCU student section dressed in full FBI kits.
Of course they did.
For real?
Some earpieces in, some Oakley sunglasses, just making sure nothing nefarious is going on.
I might turn the TV to that one during the break as well. I love the pettiness.
I do too.
Always going to be here for that pettiness. For
Petty
sure.
King, man.
Easily. Let's say we hit this first break of the hour as well. When we get back, I really want to talk about it. I didn't think we'd be talking baseball in November. But guys, the Houston Astros, they have been found out. They have been found out pretty bad when it comes to a little cheating, a little bending of the rules out there, a little sign stealing. Like, this is actually fantastic here. We'll talk about that when we come back here. But before we hit this break, this segment of Overtime has been brought to you by KEC Kitchen Center. Go check out the showroom at 5902 Kingston Pike in historic Bearden. They are located across from Food City next to Pelican Snowballs. Open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. You can drop in. You can check out the quartz room, the granite room, dedicated rooms for different countertop surfaces. They have hundreds available, and you can check that out. Find the one that's perfect for your kitchen, bathroom, any other space in your home. Like I said, it's hundreds of options, granite, quartz, marble, and more. Always going to be at the best value in Knoxville. When you get your countertops installed, it's going to be a quick and efficient process. Most installations will take less than a day as well, so call 865-971-5800 and get yourself a free in-home countertop estimate. You can go online to kckitchencenter.com and find out everything about KC Kitchen Center. You can also find out about the brand new experiences that you can take advantage of, like the Creative Classroom, and that's going to be holding classes. I think they've already started holding a few over the last couple weeks. There's going to be new ones happening all the time. You can find out the times and how to rent out space in the spacious event center if you have a work function, a family function. Any type of thing that you need some space to rent out, you can rent it out at the KC Kitchen Center Event Center. So again, go to kckitchencenter.com to find out all that info. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. It's KC Kitchen Center. Hit this break here, first one of hour two. If you would like to call in the program, our number is 865-546-8200, 546-8200 to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Back with more Overtime on the other side. Oh, baseball. It's gotten so dirty. I missed the good old days of Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, playing such a clean game. What has happened to the integrity of Major League Baseball, fellas? This is a disgrace. The Houston Astros are an absolute, utter disgrace. Disgrace, I say! The video of this sign-stealing thing is insane. And it really does a good job. If you have a short attention span like I do and don't want to read a lot of words and you're more of a video watcher, a visual learner, it's like, what, a three-minute video? Not even that? Talking about the sign-stealing? And I wish I could play it. It's kind of not appropriate for air. There's kind of an F-bomb or two dropped in that by the narrator.
Profanity.
What's your profanity? What's your profanity? But, man, so there's the video going around. There's Matt Justin. You've been reading a little bit more into this, too. What's his name? Mike Fiers?
The forward pitcher? Fierce or Fiers. I haven't seen a pronunciation on it. But, yeah, ever since he talked to The Athletic, it was pretty much their piece in The Athletic that got this whole ball rolling. And just kind of appear – there's a lot of different, you know, people that have backed this up. It's not just on the word of one former pitcher, but you got the former pitcher, one, going on the record that used to play for the Astros back in 2017. And then all these other opposing pitchers have come out and said, yeah, like they know the Astros. Everyone always looks out for the Astros because they've had that reputation the past couple of years of somehow always having guys' numbers as far as, you know, pitchers go. And so it's becoming pretty apparent. And then this guy went back and looked at the video when he pulls up this at bat and just blatantly using some form of high-tech camera in the outfield to get the catcher's signals pretty much in real time back to the dugout, decode them, and then what happens in the video is they're slamming a trash can for an off-speed pitch. And then
if it's a fastball, there's no...
If it's a fastball, you're sitting there and you're not going to hear any, you know, crazy loud banging. And you can see how the hitter in this particular video, I mean, it just goes right along with it. He can tell when it's off-speed. He can tell when he needs to sit on a fastball. And in the clip, the pitcher is about to throw another curveball or another changeup. And the theory is he realized that there was this banging going on or whatever was happening, or they realized something wasn't right. So he changes up the signs, and then the pitcher ends up striking out the batter after those signals are no longer the same. So pretty much blatant cheating. The Astros have fallen from grace very rapidly. Kind of glad they didn't win the World Series again now. I was out on them with that, you know, assistant GM when he got fired for being a jerk to some reporters. And now I'm all the way out on them, and it looks like pretty much all of baseball is because they cheated during their World Series season as well, so...
Yeah, that video coming right from the 2017 season as well. Yeah, had the system at Minute Maid Park, a TV monitor with a feed from a center field camera near the dugout steps, and they had that trash can ready to bang back there to make the noise, in, which was just so loud, yeah, on that video.
Yeah. I mean, once you bring – there's always the talk in baseball. People get confused about written rules and unwritten rules, and it's pretty much like you can stealing signs, you know, from second base. If you can figure out what they're gonna throw down and you can get it relayed from a runner on second back to your dugout or to a pitch or to the hitter, that's one thing. But when you involve pretty much any form of technology, especially in the advanced way that the Astros have done it, that is blatant cheating. It's not gamesmanship. That's not, you know, figuring out how a pitcher is tipping a pitch. That's just blatant cheating. And I hope the MLB comes down on the Astros pretty hard. I don't know exactly what they would do in this scenario besides try to find the people responsible. But this seems like something that would go probably all the way to the top if they're going as far as installing cameras in center field. So,
can you refresh my memory of a couple of years ago? Is this more blatant and egregious than what the Red Sox were accused of?
Which was
sign stealing.
I don't know how they did that in that particular case.
Because this seems a lot more.
Let me look that one up.
I will say this: it's filthy cheating, but at the same time, strategically, I'm intrigued. Strategically. By the system here, But you can't be doing that. You cannot be doing that. And now with this report coming to light and the Astros say that they're going to launch an internal investigation, MLB is obviously going to investigate. You go back to last month. This makes comments from Astros manager A.J. Hinch. It makes him look like a total D-bag a little bit here. So this was back in the middle of the ALCS, and it was reported by SMY. SMY TV's Andy Martino, that the Yankees were not happy about a whistling sound coming from the Astros dugout back in Game 1 of the ALCS. Martino of SMY then confirmed that an MLB investigation found no wrongdoing by the Astros. And then you had that week, A.J. Hinch, the Astros manager, he said he was asked a question about the whistling, about this potential sign stealing going on and everything. He said, "Man, I'm glad you asked that question, and I thought it would come up today. We talked about this the other day, and in reality, it's a joke, but Major League Baseball does a lot to ensure the fairness of the game. There's people everywhere. If you go through the dugouts in the clubhouses in the hallways, there's like so many people around that are doing this. Then when I get contacted about some questions about whistling, it made me laugh because it's ridiculous. Had I known that it would take something like that to set off the Yankees or any other team, we would have practiced it in spring training because apparently it works even when it doesn't happen." That was last month.
Pompous a-hole.
A little bit.
Especially when your team is actually cheating, bro.
Come on, though.
Walk that back real quick.
We got receipts, see if you AJ. Got a job. We had those receipts. Were you able to find out about the Red Sox, though?
So theirs was that Apple Watch thing. That's right. I can't find exactly how. I don't think it was ever really detailed publicly how they were using it, but in 2017, the Red Sox were using an Apple Watch in some capacity to try and gain a competitive advantage. And then also that year, New York used a phone somehow, like a cell phone somehow, to some advantage, and both teams were fined. But this is the furthest it's gone. I'd imagine, however, they were using an Apple Watch or a cell phone, it wasn't to get straight to you know, clearly get the sign from center field and then relay it. But yeah, to me, this is worse than that, to answer your question, because this is directly getting the sign straight to the dugout and then communicating it directly, all within. You know, in some cases in that video, it's from the time the catcher puts down the signal to when the pitch is delivered, it's like 3-4 seconds. Mm. So, I mean, I'm guessing it'll probably be a big fine from the MLB. We'll see if anyone actually gets fired or if player. I think it would take Fiers or Fierce, whatever his name is, maybe naming guys that specifically supervised, you know, this action. And the other thing is that it's probably going to be hard to prove if they did it in 2018 or not, or at all this year. But was that whistling thing that was from this year?
Whistling thing was last month in the ALCS, yeah, but the MLB investigated it and they didn't find anything about the whistling.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be hard to do. I don't know. I hope that the Astros get punished, you know, adequately, though.
I think a lot of people do as well. And here's the other thing, too. Do we maybe have an answer to why Justin Verlander was really elite all of a sudden again when he went down to Houston? Do we have an answer to how Gerrit Cole became this ace?
I mean, speaking of Verlander, he just got the Cy Young about 30 minutes ago.
Yep. In AL, DeGrom got the NL Cy Young. Yeah. So the breaking award news there as well.
I saw a tweet retweeted by Freezing Cold Takes from like 2016 or 17.
Love Old Takes Exposed.
I love it.
Justin Verlander made a tweet about how they need to clean up the game.
Yikes.
Dude, I don't know how I'd feel about that. As a pitcher on a team that was stealing signs, I mean, obviously you want your team to win and you're not going to really feel about it maybe until you move on. But, I mean, there were young pitchers that they were – you know, if you make it up to the MLB as a pitcher, especially, like, you have 2-3 starts, and if you're not, you know, mediocre at best, like, you're going to get sent back down. So the fact that there was young pitchers probably getting screwed over very unfairly by blatant cheating and, you know, affecting their careers. Maybe some guys never got back up, you know, when you think about it in that light, you know, it affects more than just the current game. So,
damn, that's deep. I didn't think about that that much. You're right about that.
Yep.
Astros just out there ruining lives, man. They need the hammer down on them. They need as big of a hammer as baseball can throw down on them.
Glad the Nats, you know, won the series, won the World Series, though.
I'm never going to be glad the Nats won the World Series as a Braves fan, but now I'm a little less annoyed, I guess.
I think the Astros are America's, like, number one hated team now.
How
I mean, baseball, it doesn't really. This is keeping baseball, you know, in conversation, though, in offseason, which is good.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's also cool. How quickly the Yankees have been surpassed as America's most hated baseball team.
I thought it was the Dodgers, man. People like the Dodgers.
I think it's more of you live out west.
Okay.
Also, I didn't think about this, but do you remember how quickly Gerrit Cole, he was mad about not getting in the final game.
Yeah.
But he very quickly, pretty much as soon as the game was over, was like, I'm not a Astro anymore. I'm a free agent. He said he was like asked to speak after game 7, and he said, I'm a free agent. I'm not going to speak for the team. I'm going to speak as a advocate of myself.
A self-advocate.
Maybe
love to
he
see
wanted
it.
To get off the squad. Obviously after you lose the World Series, but maybe he knew.
Maybe he knew that was coming. Maybe he had some inside information. We shall see where this develops here, but the Astros, dirty, dirty, dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Dirty.
It's like the old commercial got cleaned up with some Orbit. Cut the check, Orbit. You cut that check. I tell you who has cut checks for us, though, which is why I'm going to do the live read right now. That's the official sportsbook of Fan Run Radio, mybookie.ag. You got college basketball and the NBA going on tonight. All your major sporting events, go over to mybookie.ag. Get in on the action and get you a nice return on investing in the action as well. Go over, sign up your account, use the promo code Knoxville. Get that first deposit bonus doubled up to $1,000 as well. My bookie pays out the fastest of all major sports books. They have the most ways to win. They have all the prop bets as well. So they give you so many chances to win big. So go over to mybookie.ag, official sportsbook of Fan Run Radio. Get in on the action. You play, you win, you get paid is my bookie. We're going to hit another break, and we will play some birthdays on the other side. Malcolm versus Justin versus Matt. And that will be coming to you after this break. Stick with us.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it.
All righty, let's play some birthdays here, November 13th.
I cannot stand.
We switched over to college basketball. I love the student section signs at VCU. Anytime you can use anybody from SpongeBob, I approve. But the first person we see at the damn free throw line, Javonte Smart, in his short shorts.
He's just going to be a great NBA player. I'm sorry. He's Marcus Smart made over, but with a better shot.
Why did he have to have his big coming out party against us, though, in like a really crucial game?
I don't know, man.
I'm still mad.
Would Ben Simmons be a senior right now if he stayed?
Well, he was 15-16.
Or he'd be gone.
Right? He's 15-16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a senior.
Could you imagine college basketball with Ben Simmons?
Wait a minute, no. No, he would have been gone.
He would have been gone.
Last year would have been senior year, right?
I don't know. I'm just talking hypotheticals, man. You know me.
No, I love a good hypothetical.
Yeah, because everybody signed in the 2016 class as a senior this year. So if he was there in 2015, last year would have been a senior year.
Yep. So, yeah, last year he would have been gone.
I feel like it was just 2 years ago he played at LSU. Yeah, 16 was when he got drafted. I did get to see him play in person.
Same.
Got to see we might have been student section together, Mount.
Never would have known. Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Yeah, got to see. I remember that game very well because that's when we still wore Smokey Grays for basketball.
Yeah.
We wore them that day. We took care of them pretty easily. That LSU team was trash. They were trash outside of him.
It was Ben Simmons and the boys. That's what it was.
How did he end up at LSU again?
A credit card and a dream.
Well, what's the official story, though? What's his official reason?
He just wanted to do something different outside of the blue blood programs, apparently. I guess Shaq, too. But is he close to Shaq? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it might have been something with some assistant on the staff. I don't know. Enough of Ben Simmons, though. At least he's finally attempting three-point shots.
My man.
Every now and then. Take it through, you coward.
Coward!
Coward! Let's play some birthdays here. Short edition of the game, four birthdays into this day in history. So the points are going to be at a premium this evening. But the names are good, though. I'm going to give this an A-. Overall, I'm going to give it an A-, but there's very quality names here. And without further ado, here we go. The first birthday today. He is a nifty 50 today.
Fitty.
He is an actor. He's Scottish. He is a Scottish actor and producer. He is known for mainly as an action and drama roles.
Liam Neeson.
Well, it's not Liam Neeson. Neeson's like
Irish.
Irish, and he's also like almost 70, I think.
That's a heck of a guess, though.
That's a good guess, though. This guy, he's known for action, drama roles. He's also been, I think, in like a romantic comedy as well, which is kind of crazy. But anyway, film roles include, let's see the first one here. Let's see. The Phantom of the Opera in 2004. He's King Leonidas in 300.
Gerard Butler.
Is Gerard Butler.
Scottish.
Also, films such as How to Train Your Dragon and all of its sequels as well. And he's also the star of the Fallen trilogy. Olympus Has Fallen. London Has Fallen.
Yo.
Angel Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen was mad good.
Remember that year that came out? Was it before or after White House Down?
Was that the same time, basically?
It was the exact same movie, it felt like.
And G.I. Joe was the same movie.
Which one did y'all prefer, White House Down or Olympus Has Fallen?
White House Down was kind of good to me, man.
So White House Down was Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah.
And this was Robert.
I can't take Jamie Foxx seriously in any serious role, though, man. But that's another time. That's another time.
I thought White House Down was Channing Tatum.
Then who was Jamie Foxx in, man? Jamie Foxx was saving something.
Movie with Gerard Butler called...
Jamie Foxx... So Morgan Freeman and Aaron Eckhart and Angela Bassett, they were in Olympus Has Fallen.
That's the one I saw.
No, I swear, y'all, White House Down... Hold on.
That definitely had Channing Tatum in it, then.
I know it did.
But Jamie Foxx was in something, though.
It was Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Yeah, and Maggie Gyllenhaal as well. So
shout out to Jake, man.
There you go, man. So Gerard Butler, 50, and Justin's on the board first. Next birthday, she is 64. This is an A-lister right here. She is an American TV personality, comedian, author, and actress. She's been nominated for 13 Emmys. She's one of the few entertainers to have won an Emmy, Grammy, Academy Award, and a Tony. The EGOT is what they call it.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Woo! Look at Malcolm in as Whoopi Goldberg. Karen Elaine Johnson, her actual name. I just found that out. I figured Whoopi Goldberg wasn't her real name.
I just found that out right here, right now.
That's crazy.
Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi. Films such as, let's see, Sister Act, Ghost,
Color Purple.
Color Purple, Made in America, Lion King. Keep forgetting that. Lion King. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And, of course, been on The View forever.
Do y'all watch The View?
No.
I watched The View when I was a kid, actually, with my mamaw.
Yeah, man. Who watches The View in here?
Malcolm. I watched when they had Bernie Sanders on. But, no, I'm not a frequent watcher of The View.
Yeah, me neither, man.
View's been going strong for a while, though. I will say it has been, like, 20 years?
Yeah, View is awesome, man. They chop it up on that reel. Whoopi actually cut somebody off the other day. It was real.
Probably Rand Paul.
She got disrespectful with it.
64 years old, Whoopi Goldberg.
Happy birthday, Whoopi.
A point each for Malcolm and Justin. Next up here, he's the big 4-0 today. He is a former NBA player. He's played basketball overseas as well. He is a one-time NBA champion with the Lakers. He's played for teams such as the Bulls, the Pacers, the Kings, the Rockets, the Knicks, and again, the Lakers. Last played for the Lakers in 2017. He does not go by his birth name.
Ron Artest, Meta World Peace.
Yeah, you got it. I was going to give it to either answer. And the last hint I would have given, Malice at the Palace. He's a changed man, though. Even though right after he changed his name to Meta World Peace, he did knock James Harden's eyeballs out of his skull. With that elbow.
Oh, I remember that.
I do.
Do you remember Malice at the Palace?
I do, actually.
Is that the crazy sporting event? Well, sporting thing to ever happen like that? Really, altercation in a sporting event. Is that the craziest one?
Yes.
You remember Malice at the Palace, Matt?
I remember, seeing about it afterwards. I didn't start keeping up with the NBA until, a couple years ago.
Justin, did you watch it? Malice at the Palace? The fight?
What year was that?
04. Late 04.
Yeah, it's Pistons and...
Pistons, Pacers.
I know the story, though. Ron Artest went after a fan eventually.
I remember where I was, man.
I didn't watch it live, but I remember, flipping my TV when I was 9, and I landed on SportsCenter, and that's one of the first things they showed. And I'm like, oh, wait, you can be a fan at a basketball game and the players will hit you? Oh, man, gosh.
Got to fighting.
Man, it was not only Artest, but it was Steven Jackson, Ben Wallace.
What the joke? Oh, my gosh.
That thing was ugly on the court before man. It spilled.
It was really ugly.
Had to lay Ron Artest down on the scorer's table. And then that beer came flying and it was a wrap. It was over.
He went in the stands.
Hit the wrong person. He hit the wrong person.
He did.
But happy birthday, Meta.
Meta.
I'm glad you've not assaulted any fans in 15 years now. Congrats. So, Malcolm, you got a 2-1 lead right now. And if you get one more, you got the game.
Let's see it, man.
Last birthday today. He is 52 years old. He is an American TV personality and actor as well.
Wayne Brady.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no. That's a really good guess. It's not Wayne Brady. So let me give you some background before he's done his current thing. So he was known as the co-host of Comedy Central's The Man Show. Also, Win Ben Stein's Money on Comedy Central. He's produced such shows such as Crank Yankers, Sports Show with Norm MacDonald, and The Andy Milonakis Show. However, he's been most known for, over 15 years now, good Lord, as the host of one of the most watched late night national TV shows.
Cohen?
Mm-mm.
Jay Leno?
Mm-mm.
David Letterman?
No.
How old is he?
52. He's still hosting this show.
Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Stephen Colbert?
No. ABC. Blank, blank, live is the show.
Oh.
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Thank you, man.
I'm terrible,
I thought he said
man.
Kimmel, so that's why
I said Saturday. I thought I said Kimmel, too. I ran through.
Oh, I didn't
hear. You said Fallon.
No, I said Fallon.
You said Fallon. I said Fallon. I didn't hear Kimmel, I swear.
You're good.
But, Matt, you do get Jimmy Kimmel, though.
Okay. He's 52?
52.
He's... never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
He's been doing it for a minute.
He's been in the game for a long time.
Okay, so how we stand right now, Malcolm still leads 2 points to one each for Matt and Justin. We had this day in history. If Matt or Justin get this one, we force a tiebreaker.
All right.
So here we go. This day in history, I need the name of this thing. On this date in 1982... This memorial opened up to the public in Washington, D.C.
Lincoln Memorial?
No.
World War II Memorial.
It does. It is a war memorial.
To an unknown soldier.
No.
Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
It is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, a.k.a. the Vietnam Wall.
Okay.
So, Justin's eliminated. Sorry, Justin. Now it's going to be a This Day in History tiebreaker between Matt and Malcolm. Have y'all been to the Vietnam Wall, by the way?
I have.
I have to.
Very, very, very. The changing of the guards.
That's for 2 minute unknown soldier.
Oh, so then no, I have not been.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to that too at Arlington. Yeah, I went and, went 5 years ago to D.C. At the Vietnam Wall, I do have a cousin whose name is on the wall.
Really?
So
respect, man.
Obviously, distant, and obviously, was killed in action in 1967, never got to know him or anything like that, obviously. But, man, that's still something seeing that.
No, that is surreal to see for sure.
So I would definitely, if you're ever in D.C., definitely go visit the Vietnam Wall. Okay, let's find a tiebreaker here. Alrighty here. I don't think there was like a lot today. You know, there is one, but it's kind of like really bad, so I'm not going to use it. It's, I'll go ahead and say 4 years ago, it was the Paris terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to use that one for like a tiebreaker, so let's not do that here. Okay, I guess I'll use this one here. Okay, I need the name of this president. I probably just gave it away right there, but the first one between you two to tell me gets this. On this date in 1861, General George McClellan...
Abraham Lincoln.
It's Abraham Lincoln, and I misread it. He didn't stab him. He snubbed him. Wow, that's a pretty big misread right there. He didn't stab him. It was a... He didn't get stabbed. I'm sorry. That's why I read that. I'm like, I've never heard of him getting stabbed by a general.
What president has been stabbed?
My bad.
I honestly wasn't listening to what you were saying. I was just trying to think who was 1860 something, which of course Lincoln until like the end of the 60s.
Lincoln asked General George McClellan to be the head of the Army of the Potomac, the main Union army for the Civil War, and General McClellan said no. So he snubbed him. He didn't stab him. I broke some late history news. President Lincoln got stabbed. Breaking news. Y'all didn't know that.
Boy, it was a G, man.
Before he eventually got gunned down, he did get stabbed by his own general, nonetheless.
Who was 50 Cent, man? Abe Lincoln got the game on lock, man.
I can't anymore. Abe Lincoln, the unknown founder of G-Unit.
G-G-G-G-G.
I can't anymore with this here. Let's take another break. Let's end the program for this Wednesday when we come back here. 865-546-8200. It's your last chance to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Be back to wrap up the program after this. We're back here on Overtime to wrap up this Wednesday edition of the show. We got LSU VCU on the TV. VCU right now at the under four timeout, up 76-71 on number 20 LSU. Will Wade making his return trip back up to Richmond. Go Rams.
Oh, always.
Get that dub, which would mean when we have to play them around Thanksgiving at the Emerald Coast Classic, that just it helps the net rankings. I would usually say help the RPI, but they don't care about the RPI anymore. They care about the net rankings. Which is fine by me.
Fine by me.
Boost that schedule. Boost that schedule strength for sure. This final segment of Overtime is brought to you by Campus Cuts by Monica. Folks, if you've been needing to get that hair trimmed, if you're a guy or a girl, you need to get a fresh cut, just go schedule an appointment at Campus Cuts. Either Monica or someone on her very experienced staff will take care of you and give you a quality cut at an affordable price. They are located at 1819 Cumberland Avenue on the Strip, next to Copper Cellar and across from the 10 Student Housing Complex. Monica has over 30 years of experience right here in Knoxville. She's a huge Vols fan. She's a huge fan of Fox Sports Knoxville and Fan Run Radio as well. Getting a trim, preparing for an interview, a date, a fall game day, the Garth Brooks concert this Saturday. It's going to get wild over on campus. I'll be there in the thick of it. Y'all, I got G10 parking passes for that one, by the way. I might not come back Monday.
It's time to turn up.
I might just die up there, honestly. But if you need to prepare for anything, Monica's going to take care of you. Just call 865-850-7367, 850-7367, for an appointment. Give her Facebook page a like as well. Because remember, it's more than a haircut. It's
tradition.
Tradition.
Tradition, 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 tradition. I thought there was just going to be an echo or something like that.
Hello.
Disney Plus launched this week, guys. I didn't know it was only $7.
A month, but yes.
It's only a month, but... That's cheaper than Netflix now. Netflix is what, 12 now? I don't pay for my Netflix. It's my family's, so I wouldn't know.
You know, they should
at
just
FBI.
Put at FBI. Dry snitching, man.
Netflix, you're losing Netflix their $1 billion. You're part of that, Tanner. Did you see that? Netflix thinks they're losing $1 billion in revenue from
I'm playing the world's smallest violin.
From password sharing.
Oh no. $1 billion. Oh no!
Apparently, Netflix, they got a what Nick partnership today.
That was big news today. Yeah. So I've been watching Netflix in a minute, man. So I think I'm coming back. They put a Hey Arnold, Rocket Power,
Woogity Woogity Woogity,
Cat Dog, all the classics, man. Netflix, but Disney Plus, have y'all already signed up? And if you haven't, are you interested in Disney Plus? Because Disney owns everything, and like everything's on there. Marvel, Star Wars, all that. And of course, all your Disney classics as well are on the service. What's your interest in Disney Plus?
I'm not a huge Marvel guy, and I've never been like overall a huge Disney person, so I personally don't see myself subscribing. But I know how many, you know, diehard Star Wars fans. That Mandalorian show with Boba Fett or whatever.
It's not Boba Fett, but okay.
Whatever, Django. Is it Django?
No, it's not Django.
Who is it?
The Mandalorian.
Okay, well, it's a guy in a Boba Fett costume.
No, actually, Boba Fett's costume is a Mandalorian.
Okay, you nerds. Okay, you nerds, shut up.
As you can see, Matt has already subscribed to Disney Plus.
Easily.
So, Matt, haven't, but what I do will, you think yeah. about Disney Plus?
Disney Plus already has 10 million subscribers, by the way.
Yeah, it's a really exciting opportunity, and I also really love Marvel stuff, and they'll be introducing a lot of Marvel original stuff on it, so really looking forward to it, and it's pretty affordable. So, plus, I always like Disney Channel more than Nickelodeon.
If you have Verizon, you get for free for a year, by the way.
Oh, wait, how?
You just go to like the My Account tab, and it's like a promotion.
Verizon Unlimited. You have to have Verizon Unlimited, just FYI.
Hey, boys got Disney Plus. What do
you know? I think your boys got Disney Plus as well.
I saw Disney Plus, and it's pretty cool, man. Saw an episode of That's So Raven with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Bring back the nostalgia.
Easily.
Kim Possible in there. You remember Rufus?
Vaguely, yes.
The naked mole rat. Pet.
Y'all, I wasn't a big Disney watcher when I was a kid. I watched Nickelodeon Cartoon Network.
Because you got character, bro. And we can tell that.
I just did, and I think I've shared this before. Once I hit, like, age 10 or 11, like, I switched to, like, more, like, mature content. Like, King of the Hill, Simpsons, Futurama, all that stuff. Family Guy.
Man after my own heart, man.
I got you. That does it for Overtime on this Wednesday. For Malcolm Harris, Justin Feist, and Matt King, I'm Tanner Carson. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock tomorrow for another edition of the show. Until then, everyone stay warm and take care.